You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're talking about School Strike for Climate, which is having a big old march tomorrow down Queen Street. Not the first one that's happened here in Tāmaki by any means, but we have got Jack in the studio to chat about it. Morena, Jack, how are you?
Good, thanks. Thank you so much for having us.
It's awesome to have you up here. Now, you're one of the organisers or part of the organising crew from School Strike for Climate in Tāmaki Makaurau. How did you come to be involved in this?
I was actually in Green Jam, which is like a kind of just a way for schools and viral groups to, you know, get involved for a day, do some stuff. And Luke Wijon, who was kind of set it up, one of the people who set it up here in Tāmaki Makaurau. And you know, he was at my school and I knew his face and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, you know, can I get involved a little bit? And he's like, yeah, okay. I did a group chat, you know.
That's the classic way.
Yeah, come on to the meeting next week. So I did and haven't left. So it's been coming up a year and a half, which is kind of, you know, crazy to think about. But yeah, no, loving it.
Yeah, it's a really awesome movement. It's a global movement now. Could you explain a little bit for people who maybe need a refresher? What is the point of the School Strike for Climate movement? What's the goal with this?
Well, I think kind of our overarching sort of like COPAPA mission statement is to, you know, put pressure on government, especially here in New Zealand. You put pressure on the government to do more in response to the climate crisis. You know, they've declared a climate emergency December of last year. Jacinda described, you know, the climate crisis as this generation's nuclear-free moment, yet we're not actually seeing action that matches that rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
So it's increasingly important. We're running out of time that we actually go hard, go fast, and really, yeah, show bravery and leadership as well.
Yeah,
we've seen
yeah.
brave leadership from the government. So like, we need to see that same sort of leadership, especially in a time of crisis, applied to, you know, the climate crisis as well.
Yeah, totally. And you're so right. Over the last year, it's been a very, you know, obvious immediate crisis with the pandemic happening, and the government has taken really quick leadership on that one. But, you know, there is no reason why we shouldn't perhaps be applying that same kind of pressure to the climate movement. It's just as present, it's just as you know, important. It's maybe less easy to see for people on the day-to-day, but that's only if you maybe aren't looking in the right places. For people living in the Pacific, you know, it's very obvious day-to-day what those changes are. What are some of the things that people can expect if they want to come along to this march tomorrow? What's the kind of vibe of the day?
So we're meeting at midday, actually not in Aotearoa Square like we normally do. We're meeting in Te Kamititanga down the bottom of Queen Street by Commercial Bay and Brunamatt train station. And instead of marching down Queen Street, we'll be marching up. But yeah, so we'll have like a half an hour rally in Te Kamititanga. Got some fantastic speakers lined up who, yeah, made names for themselves in the climate movement. And then we'll be marching up Queen Street.
Mm-hmm.
So fairly similar to kind of other our previous marches. Mm. You know, a bit of yelling, a bit of shouting, a bit of rah rah rah, but
it's necessary.
But up Queen Street instead of down.
Yeah. So, I mean, as you're saying, you were part of like a green group at school and part of that kind of conversation happening on your school campus. What would you say to other students who might be listening or who know people who might be at school and trying to work out how they can get themselves involved in a kind of climate moment? What would be some advice you have?
I mean, for me, it was a case of just like knowing the right person. I think most schools, if not all, have, yeah, enviro group. And, you know, there's always stuff to do within schools, you know, better composting systems, you know, solar panel installations. Just think of, you know, my own school. And reaching out, we've received like a number of lovely emails, mm-hmm. private messages, DMs, whatever, in the past couple of weeks, you know, how can I, yeah, help out? There's always stuff to do. So you can, yeah, always reach out to School Strike for Climate. We're on Instagram, schoolstrikeforclimate.akl, I believe, for number 4. We are like a high school movement though, so
yeah,
you know, pretty much, well, actually exclusively, at least in Auckland, high school organised and led. yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff to do, and like everything is important. Everything does actually, you know, everything counts, even if it's, yeah, localized within your school or kind of, yeah, a bit more.
Having those conversations with your communities and stuff.
And just starting, putting pressure on, you know, the powers that be to enact sort of like some of the change, even if, you know, it takes a while. You know, just having that conversation and really normalizing it for people who maybe don't want to talk about it or, you know, would rather just ignore it. Because, like, as you said earlier, if you don't know where to look or you don't want to look for what, you know, the kind of the effects of the climate crisis, you know, you can really ignore it or at least kind of downplay it in your mind. Or, but like, we can't be doing that. It's, that's not really an option, but unfortunately it is what's
a reality
happening.
For so, some people. Yeah.
Making that a conversation, a thing that people are having, is another really important thing to be doing, I think.
Absolutely. Well, good luck tomorrow. Have a great march. It's all kicking off, as you say, at midday. And remind us of the place again where people can meet.
Tikumititanga, which is the new square that's opened up at the bottom of Queen Street between like Commercial Bay and McDonald's and the ferry terminal.
You'll see it. I'm sure there'll be plenty of people there. Walk towards the noise, I would
say. Hopefully there'll be plenty of people.
I'm sure there will be. Hey, Jack, thank you so much for coming in. Jack Barlow from School Strike for Climate. Have a lovely rest of your day and enjoy the march tomorrow.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.